This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey.
Welcome back to Fox and Friends. First, the liberal media not holding back from making Kim Jong-un's sister their shining star at the Olympics.
South Korean President Moon Jae-in shook the hand of Kim Yo-jong.
South Korea's president sharing with her this historic handshake.
This groundbreaking moment, Kim Jong-un extending an invitation presented by his sister to South Korean President Moon Jae-in.
But a key point missing from their coverage: the fact that her family holds one of the worst human rights records in the world. And joining me now to discuss is active duty U.S. Army officer Jeremy Hunt. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. Good morning.
So let's begin this by taking a look at some of these headlines, which are really hard to believe. The Washington Post saying the Ivanka Trump of North Korea captivates people in the South at the Olympics. CNN saying this: North Korea is winning the Olympics, and it's not because of sports. And then ABC saying North Korea's cheerleaders steal spotlight at Winter Games with synchronized chants. And it just goes on from there. What was your response when you saw headlines like this?
Well, you know, it is absolutely irresponsible on behalf of the American media. And of course, everything I say on the air are my personal views and not those of the Department of Defense. But it has gotten just outrageous that we would see the American mainstream media glamorizing, just completely enamored with one of the most brutal, oppressive dictatorships in the world. What we're seeing here is that the American media has betrayed the trust of the American people. And really now the ball is in their court to see, are they going to actually walk back any of these stories? Will we see any apologies for some of the headlines that have taken place over this past weekend? So far, I have not seen any of the mainstream media outlets actually walk back anything they said this weekend.
Not only not walking back their comments, but also not pointing out how brutal this regime is. We can take a look at just some of the things. North Korea's human rights record, estimated between 80 and 120,000 people are imprisoned in political prison camps. It's estimated between 18 million people or so are dependent on government food rations, 10.5 million believed to be undernourished. And we know what happened to Otto Warmbier when he was in North Korea, held because he, you know, took a flag from a hotel room. So we're not seeing those type of headlines. The type of headlines we are seeing, though, benefit the regime.
You know, again, this is all part of this twisted perspective that our mainstream media has, and the fact that you even have to, you know, Scott, put this all in perspective and remind everybody, yeah, remember who North Korea is? I mean, you turn the sister of Kim Jong-un into some sort of rock star, and, you know, what is the point of all this? Amazing. But meanwhile, you know, the Olympics goes on. Red Gerard, as expected, I guess, you know, secured the first gold medal for the U.S. with a win in slopestyle snowboarding. So we've had some good highlights there. And, we had, the first, triple-double, in Olympic event, was it Mariah Nagasu, first American woman to land a triple axel at the Olympics. The fans were going crazy. The U.S. got bronze after everything was said and done, there in that, competition. And then the luge, you know, which, that still is a mystery to me. Scott, do you do that? I mean, do you throw yourself down in some ice and just, you know, just toboggan down the ice, just on a sled like that, lying down?
No, man. Come on, that's crazy.
I mean, they are whipping up speeds there. I mean, and I just see, you know, here's your leg. If you catch the leg, I mean, that thing would just be ripped off your body, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's how I feel.
I mean, that's but it is amazing that they do that. But an American got second place. They got the silver last night, so. Good fun here. So the Olympics continue. We've got another 10 days or so left of the Olympics, something like that. It just keeps on going.
For reference, the average luger speed is like 87 miles an hour.
Average.
So that's
on your
average.
Back on a sled.
Your best ones are going like 95, 96 miles an hour.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
So,
yeah, it's wild stuff.
Not
hey, this is
it.
Why we do the radio, just to keep it safe. And we get to, you know, stand up while we do it, too, you know.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, if it's going to happen, as if you haven't figured it out, you know, it's going to be up to me and you. We the people, Main Street America, the forgotten men and women. And this is why we do what we do, because we want to be the voice of the voiceless, those that have been ignored and invalidated. That seems to be the order of the day, especially in the political realm, is that if I don't agree with you, then somehow I find a way to invalidate you. I mean, it's not even about ignoring you anymore. I'm not even happy with that. I've got to just obliterate you. And even if it's a false accusation, look at the ends justify the means, as they say. And it's well exercised in civil debate, if you're even able to have a debate. Most people just say, look, if you don't agree with me, you know, I don't want you on my campus. I don't want you talking to me. I don't want any of your expressions. And, what happened to the United States of America, the home of the free and land of the brave? I guess that's out the door now. And everybody's coming up with a different and new and improved idea. But I'm not seeing the improvement. I only see more aggression and animus on these issues that to me should be pretty academic, you know, when you think about this country and what it's all about and how we can help the most people. But it just seems to be that everybody wants mine and their own personal interest as opposed to the greater good. And this is what I like about, you know, the America First movement, because it really pushes against this idea of separation, of tribalism. You know, when you think about it, it's not necessarily as some would look at it, is like we're isolating ourselves. It's the idea that, look, at a stronger America makes for a stronger world. Let's face it. And, when that has happened historically, everybody benefits from it. But America's been off the rails for a while. We've been politically divided and bifurcated. And here we are. You know, we're struggling and things aren't working the way they should. And we pass budgets that you wonder, you go, whoa, wait, what happened here? You know, what happened to, you know, downsizing government? All but for the sake of trying to, you know, get the military. So somehow the Republicans feel like if they get the military, like that's game one. No, the military should be a foregone conclusion. We just shouldn't have to make it a partisan issue. As I said, it's not like the military comes in and, you know, they pledge of allegiance to the Republican Party or conservatives. You know, this is about the national defense. It's about our national security, not about a political security. But, you know, it galls me that we argue about that, and it's extracted so that we can build a bigger government and the kind of money that was put upon the backs of the people. I mean, you know, this is ridiculous, especially when we sit there and we vote and we think, okay, we're going to be able to move the needle and get the right people in there. I think we've come a long way in the most recent But it just demonstrates what we've been saying time and again, and that is that conservatives need reinforcements. And we need to make sure that message is put out there amongst our politicos that, you know, they've already resisted Donald Trump. They just think that that's an absolute anomaly, that we the people were just nuts to want to have somebody who, you know, didn't understand the nuances of the Beltway. And, you know, this is the problem, you know, that everybody understands it that comes in. And then you've got, you know, Barack Obama, you have the Clinton leadership, and, you know, on and on. And of course, you know, and I hate this term, it's on both sides, but it is. It's like there's this third party. You get the Republican, you get the Democrats, and then you get the establishment party. And, you know, this is most frustrating that this is taking place, because it happens at our expense. I mean, you know, I don't know how you feel about what happened with the budget, but it's like, what the heck happened here? I mean, you know, we elected some conservatives. We've been promoting conservative values. We've been getting some momentum. And I got to tell you, like I was talking with Chris Yamelensky in the last hour, I'm really surprised with some of this stuff with Donald Trump. I mean, he's the big deal maker, and he's giving stuff away. I mean, it's almost like you, one of the worst things that happen in negotiations, if you find yourself negotiating with yourself, you're offering things that you don't need to offer. You know, I maybe he's seeing something I'm not. But in any kind of negotiation I've been in, and I've done a lot, okay, I'm not claiming, you know, some multi-gazillion, you know, printings of some, you know, deal book that I've written and been successful, but just the basic negotiating standpoints and principles that I've lived by and have been successful with. You don't give away something unless you really have to, and I don't know. Maybe a different ballgame altogether, but it just doesn't seem that there was a good reason to offer, you know, expanding DACA, you know, to the levels that we're talking initially, you know, 600,000, 700,000, 800,000. You know, this is the one thing about government numbers. You wonder, go, who really knows these numbers anyway? Because it's almost like they're making them up. They just keep, you know, it's like they talk about the, you know, the budget, or they talk about the deficit. You know, we kind of have a rough idea. It's over 20 trillion, maybe 20.5 now, and counting, and what this represents. And then, you know, the thing is that for 8 years, the Feds kind of, you know, they took care of Barack Obama, and in a sense took care of us too by holding down the rates. But all of a sudden, we see if the rates climb, and then we pay an interest on this stuff. Boy, it comes back to reason and say, wait a minute, why? And I understand the next question is you're going to ask, go, why do we have the Fed to begin with? That's a whole nother story and a discussion. And we've had several experts in the past on this, and we're about ready to bring them back on again, because it does beg the question is, you know, why do we have the Fed here? And, you know, when it was brought into perspective here, I think, was it Rand Paul brought it up? If you remember, Barack Obama kind of fired a salvo over the bow of his boat. Like, you know, you don't want to go there. You don't want to talk about that. So you talk about some hidden cabal and dark state, and it's like, oh gosh, you know, do you want to get into really discussing, you know, the validity of the Fed and the middleman program that they've set up for themselves? I mean, this is all kind of weird, you know, that you have this kind of situation where you have a middleman controlling your money when it's your money to begin with. Now you got to pay for them to be there, and you didn't want them there in the, you know, to begin with. Or maybe at some point they serve some kind of intermediary purpose, but long term, you know, it's like as if we're beholding, you know, to the Fed, right? I mean, they've got us. And this one thing about this government, they get you, you know, coming and going. If you're a student and you've got student debt, and you're part of that trillion-dollar debt load that's there, how do you pay that off? How do you know, and this is starting at the gate, and you're supposed to have a fair chance to win. Now, I'm not arguing, you know, like Bernie Sanders, oh, that's the argument that it should be for free. I'm not arguing that. It certainly should be reasonable, but the way this is set up, it is a form, frankly, in my humble opinion, it is a form of, you know, this modern-day slavery. that has us beholden to this government and looking to this government for all things about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Never, never was it intended by our founding fathers that that would be the case. Well, this is Bill Martinez. We're live. Good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. You want to drop me an email? Hey, let me know. Let me know your thoughts. Always good to hear from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. 15 minutes after the top of the hour, we've got more coming up. Stay right here.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice, tell the same old lies, if you're trying to fill the same old holes inside, there's a better life. There's a better life.
Bill Martinez Live.
Somebody testify, testify. If you believe, you receive it.
Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you get to go to BillMartinezLive.com. And if you're so inclined, to drop us an email. We always love to hear from you, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. We're going to talk about a new movie, Samson. Yes, Samson, the movie. And we've got the star, Samson himself, all muscled up, ready to go, Taylor James, who has many film and TV credits that include Blitz for Lionsgate, Mamma Mia for Universal, Christmas Eve for Unstuck and Justice League for Warner Brothers. Needless to say, his credits go on and on. Taylor, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Hey, great to have you here to talk about Samson. How did you get involved with this movie?
Well, I got involved in the usual routine that actors do. We get an opportunity to audition for a film. And I think that's where it kind of took a different turn to the average audition, because from that moment when I received the opportunity, I knew I had to be involved in the project. I wanted it more than anything. There was a huge connection to the material, to the story, to Samson as a character. It's so powerful that when I had an opportunity to speak with Bruce, who was the director, we spoke at length. We forgot about the business of work, and we simply just got lost into Samson's message and to the story within Judges and how we could tell the story in the best possible way in a modern age, in a cinematic age. And I suppose that chord that was forged between Bruce and I couldn't be broken. And from there, it was simply a case of just ticking the boxes to getting onto set.
Well, Taylor, there's something compelling about Chosen, Betrayed, and Redeemed. Boy, it's almost like all of us experience those three, aspects of our humanity, don't we?
Correct. Yeah. It's and that's why Samson is so prevalent or relevant to audience members today, because the themes that are within the story are so easy to relate to. They may come clothed in different disguises. He may have had to, carry a gate on his back or defeat 1,000 Philistines, but we all have to defeat something in our life, or we all have to carry a burden or a weight of something in our own life. So the relations to his story and his emotions and our story and our emotions are so powerful, it's unbelievable.
Well, the basic synopsis of Samson is, of course, based on the powerful biblical epic of a champion chosen by God to deliver Israel. His supernatural strength, impulsive decisions quickly pit him against the oppressive Palestine Empire. After being betrayed by a wicked prince and a beautiful temptress, Samson is captured, blinded by his enemies. He calls upon his God once more for supernatural strength and turns imprisonment and blindness into final victory, right?
You said that so beautifully. That is so the definition of the story. And I will only add a small part to that, Bill, that simply in the beginning, Samson is blinded by his own arrogance and pride and reluctance when he's at his strongest. And at the end, when he's at his weakest and he is physically blinded, that's when he becomes his most powerful the ultimate humility to God himself, and it's that moment where he faces and has the opportunity for redemption.
Exactly. Well, and that's what happens. You have this sense growing up. I mean, his mother and father known, all along, and sense that he was chosen by God, that he was a special child. His brother, depicted in the movie, understands this. So, no drink, he hadn't cut his hair, had actually taken the vow of the Nazarite vow. And so this is all depicted. And as things roll along, he's still human, but he understands there's something special. The hand of God is upon him. And as you say, Taylor, his arrogance gets him in trouble. But that's the time for redemption, when he realizes that, God's promise to him are still there. And he draws on that promise. And, of course, this gives him the final victory.
Correct. Yes, he makes a lot of impulsive decisions early on, as you know, not tarring us with the same brush, as we all do as humans. And it's how we deal with the ramifications of our own actions, and it's how we learn from experiences that ultimately gives us the ability to grow and to evolve and to walk the path that was bestowed before us. Mm-hmm. And obviously Samson's path is written for him, and his mother and father know that more than anything, and it's reminded throughout the film. And I feel his youth and his impulsiveness in the beginning is the perfect starting block. It's the perfect beginning to an arc that is wonderful to watch or even read. Yeah.
Taylor, what do you want the audience to draw from this?
Good question. I hope everybody has a slightly different experience from the film. And I say that in terms of that's what good art should do. Mm-hmm. It allows us to have a personal connection with music or film or poetry that ultimately resonates within us and strikes a stronger and creates a stronger chord. So I hope everybody takes something slightly unique and different away from it that reflects to their own life that they're currently in. But as a religious message, as a message of good moral and good ethics, I think to be reminded that at its core, God is willing to forgive us and love us no matter how many times we fail.
Mm-hmm. Well, Taylor, as we touched it early on, you have had an incredible career. You've been around some very talented people. And, you know, and this is another step in the journey that you continue to experience your talents, your giftings being expressed in this in a little bit different than what you've done before, right?
Correct, Bill, and thank you for such kind words. I feel that the years I have spent in London's West End Theatre with such great playwrights, you know, as William Shakespeare, or directors like Michael Granich, actors like Judi Dench and Kenneth Branagh, they have instilled within me a value and a core ethic to tell stories the best possible way. And I have been patient, and I have studied and learnt my craft, which has put me in a position where I feel I am now ready to show the world what I can do as an actor, but also to bring the right validation, accreditation, justification to a role such as Samson. So when I have an opportunity in my career moving forward to play such iconic roles, I want to do it at the best of my ability and make that so believable that the audiences walk away with the most amount of empathy for Samson as they can.
Well, I tell you, our audience is in for a treat. The release date next month, right?
Correct. February the 16th. I will be in Los Angeles, and I'm so excited that it's coming out, and I'm looking forward to hearing all the positive feedback.
Well, we're definitely looking forward to it. Taylor James, we appreciate the opportunity to talk to you about Samson, this faith-based movie that is releasing on February the 16th. Great job. I had a chance to get a little sneak peek of it, and I know our audience is going to be greatly blessed by Samson, Chosen, Betrayed, and Redeemed. Taylor James, who stars as Samson on Bill Martinez Live. Taylor James, thank you so much.
Pleasure, Bill. Thank you.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Listening to Bill Martinez live. Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or any one of the 280-plus affiliates we have, welcome to Bill Martinez Live, also around the world via shortwave. Just for you, and we're going to talk Valentine's Day. And, you know, I understand. Things have gotten a little awkward, you know, ever since this hashtag MeToo sentiment. You got to be, and in fact, I find myself being careful. You know, where, you know, before it was a casual, hey, honey, hey, dear, you know, kind of thing. No disrespect, man. You know, it's not in my heart. But, you know, I'm sensitive to the fact that women are becoming uber sensitive about certain things, and with all due respect, you know, just being that kind of guy, you know. And but it comes to, you know, here we are a couple of days away from Valentine's Day, and you know, the question is, do women still want to be someone's Valentine in the midst of this growing you know, sentiment in our culture today? Well, Prestel Esquia is with us. She's the author of Couples Cure Book, Mastering the Art of Relationship in 7 Easy Steps. I love 7 Easy Steps, you know, because we're guys, you know. You give us steps to do, we're really good at following steps. But, you know, what really torments us, Prestel, is when the women unit alter those 7 steps. Because then they don't become easy anymore. I'm just saying. Can I say that?
You can say that. You can say that.
Okay.
However, let me suggest this, if I may.
Okay.
Relationships constantly change. Nothing stays the same or static. Everything is fluid, including relationships. Mm-hmm. The women don't change relationships. Everything changes. And the key is to be able to embrace change, both parties, mm-hmm. so that we can flow and go with whatever the changes are.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about, you know, because you get people on both sides, I mean, male and female, that will play the game and say, well, I can tell if he loves me if he does this. And it's almost like there's an extra hoop with fire to jump through to demonstrate your love, where previously, you know, that hoop wasn't there, but suddenly it comes up. Is that part of the change that just naturally occurs in relationships that we should be on guard for?
Well, here's the deal. Every relationship is different, And you know that old adage, don't tell me, show me?
Mm-hmm.
Love should never hurt under any circumstances. And if there is no hurt, no angst, no ill feelings, then the love can be conveyed. Now, certain people want to hear, I love you, and that's okay too, but love and true sincerity and that integrity within the relationship should never, ever hurt. There should be no issues with the relationship.
I've always maintained it should flow, and I don't know if that's fair. But I just think that, you know, when there is that mutual respect between both parties, that it just should flow. It shouldn't be, you know, to where you're just like getting brain damaged over the process.
Oh, I agree. And the flow that you're referring to is that connectivity,
mm-hmm.
that interpersonal experience that we know, and it's easy. It's not difficult. Now, that's not to say that we don't have challenges in our relationships, because
sure.
we do. All couples have challenges. The key is to be able to work through those challenges with the appropriate tools so that you can maintain a healthy, joy-filled relationship.
Exactly. Well, Prestel, I say that the true character of a relationship is met and realized in the valleys of that relationship during the tough times. It's easy when it's easy, right? I mean, you know, you're on top, it's all good, it's giddy, it's roses, rainbows, and you're hearing music everywhere you go. But
yeah.
when it gets tedious, I mean, that's the true test of the character of the relationship, isn't it?
That's right. And you touched on a significant part of ensuring that you've got a long-term relationship, and that is similar values. Now, our values don't dictate who we are. Excuse me, our values dictate who we are. They're neither right nor wrong, but it simply says who we are. And the closer a couple happens to be in terms of values, the more likely they are to have that long-term, joy-filled relationship.
Do you have the sense that, I mean, I do, from my perspective, that it's like you want to tell couples it's okay to love one another. I mean, you know, we have this contention in whether it's movies and TV shows and that sort of thing that, you know, suggests that there always should be this kind of, you know, biting contention as opposed to just having a good relationship where people can love one another. You know, my parents were married almost 62 years. You know, and that seems to be more of a rarity these days. It's almost like you got to counter the culture a little bit. And what's been done in the name of entertainment, I think, has been counterproductive and has kind of, you know, set things into motion that says it's okay to be biting and sarcastic towards somebody, you know, toward your Valentine. But, you know, you want to just say, hey, look at, stop doing that. You know, it's just, you know, the divorce rate has been climbing, although I was reading a recent report where divorces are coming down a little bit. Maybe people are just tired of fighting. I don't know.
Well, two things I want to comment on. First of all, congratulations to your parents. 62 mm-hmm. years, that is phenomenal. And there are things that they've done properly and been together for that kind of long term. The key is this, and I've had many conversations with people, long, short relationships, 500 people, casual conversations to find out what the keys are. So congratulations to them. But your comment about having that kind of Hollywood movie, let's snap and bite at one another, that's not healthy. It's not healthy in a romantic relationship. It's not healthy from a business partner standpoint. It's just not healthy.
Mm-hmm.
The easier and the more consistent flow of relationships that couples have, the better off they are, for sure.
Right.
And, yeah, you talked about the divorce rate. Listen to this. First-time marriages, 52% divorce rate. Second marriages in the 63-64%. Third marriages, 73%.
Wow.
And the reason the divorce rates are going down is that people aren't getting married. So we don't have as many couples who are getting married. Look at all the singles that are not getting married and that are constantly dating and on the dating websites.
Right, exactly. Well, and people are getting, they're waiting. You know, this generation, I was reading another study, You know, young men, you know, the women, you know, they're putting it off. They're saying, you know, why do I want to marry this knucklehead? He's in his 20s. He doesn't have a job. He's more interested in a video game than me and having a relationship. So, hey, I'll just leave him alone and pass. And next thing you know, she's off in her career and she's 35. And maybe then she might think about getting married again.
Well, Bill, I'm laughing. The operative word was knucklehead. Are you kidding me?
Right, right.
And there's no way that that should occur. If he or she is a knucklehead, that's right. Don't marry them.
Mm-hmm.
Wait until, even though you may be involved, wait until you have someone who has similar values. And if someone is interested in playing video games all day, that's okay as long as he or she has a partner who wants to play video games. If you've got a partner who wants to change the world, and maybe that's a little over the top, but who wants to do things in life, who has a future, who has a vision, the more consistent you are in values, the better off you are, and the more opportunity you're going to have that relationship.
You know, it's all about choice and compatibility. I'm right with you on that, and that adds to the flow of it. Valentine's Day, what's the big takeaway, the big prescription this year to make your Valentine really understand and appreciate that you put some time into it and you just didn't run down to the store and grab a box of chocolates?
You bet. I've got the perfect Valentine's gift. Get the chocolates, that's fine, the roses, the fine, dinner. But here's the key. Communicate. Sit down with your partner and say, hey, look, I know this is Valentine's Day and we've done the rituals, and that's great, but I want to make sure that we're on the same page. So let's talk. Is our relationship working? Is it where it needs to be? Where are we going with this? Do we need to shift and make some changes? If so, let's take this opportunity to start our new Valentine's year.
Great.
And I
great like advice.
Some Valentine-ness.
Okay. According to the CDC, we are in the midst of a very active flu season, with much of the country having experienced widespread and intense flu activity. While relatively rare, the flu can lead to hospitalization and death. Since 2010, annual flu-related deaths during regular flu seasons have ranged from 12,000 to 56,000. Cerise Murata, Chief Operating Officer of Families Fighting Flu and a GSK spokesperson, lost her son Joseph to flu in 2009 when he was only 5.
It wasn't until after losing Joseph to the flu that I realized how serious flu could be. People, for the most part, think flu is just a bad cold. They don't understand how serious it can be, how critically important it is for everyone 6 months and older to be vaccinated against the flu every year. And that's why my mission really is to spread that awareness in hopes that we can save some other families from experiencing similar tragedy.
Currently, the CDC recommends that all people over the age of 6 months get vaccinated against the flu annually. Visit the CDC's influenza website, flu.gov, for more information.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years' experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporate. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. Again, that's 800-211-8392.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Values, faith, they still exist here.
What it is, Paul, is that nowadays kids get 75 cents a week allowance instead of 25 cents.
That's an awful lot of money for a young.
They get it, Paul, and they don't have to work for it like I do.
You want it straight, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here it goes. There are no rules for pas and sons. It's as simple as this. Each mother or father raises his boy or girl, as the case may be, the way that he thinks is best. And I think it's best for you to get a quarter and work for it. You see, when you give something, in this instance, clean the garage, and you get something in return, like a quarter, well, that's the greatest feeling in the world. You do feel good after working, don't you?
Uh-huh. Good and tired.
Well, as you get bigger, well, you'll be doing more and more work for more and more return, and that good feeling will get bigger.
I'm not going to get 75 cents. And I have to work for the 25.
Right. All clear to you?
Yeah. The bigger you get, the tireder you get.
Bill Martinez, live.
Bob Walaszewski joins us now, Focus on the Family's media and culture director, and also PluggedIn.com, world famous. We love Andy and Opie. I mean, the values, just that segment alone is so rich, Bob, you know, that, you know, working for a living and putting in an honest day's work and getting paid for it. You know, like Andy says, that's the greatest feeling that you can have.
And you and I are still making about a quarter for doing it.
Exactly. You know? And we're still liking it, and we still have that great feeling. Of course, that's the great feeling. And if you go back, you know, I tell people, you know, God said, be fruitful and multiply. You know, when all of it's encompassed, you know, this is what you love about God. When he directs you, He doesn't tell you to do something based on a theory. He knows that you're very capable of doing it. And not only that, he says, you know, I'm coming alongside you. And this is like the between. This is what I love, you know, because you when you read the Word of God, it's always good to read between the lines. You know, what else is God implying when he says, hey, the God of the universe, the God who created it all, says, hey, Bob, I want you to go out and be fruitful and multiply. I mean, would he do that just to, you know, tease you to say, you know, that what's that knucklehead? He's actually going to go and try and be fruitful and multiply when this guy doesn't have the goods and we're just toying with him.
Well, it's also interesting that work is not a product of a fall.
Mm-hmm.
Adam and Eve were working and tending the garden as part of the Garden of Eden blessing.
Mm-hmm.
And when the fall happened, the work changed slightly, and God said, you know, there'll be weeds when you, you know, you garden, and obviously there's definitely a negative side of it. There wasn't in the garden, but it's still just working is not, it's not a curse.
Right.
It's not part of the, not part of the fall. It's a blessing, and Adam and Eve were blessed when there was no sin in the garden to do all that they were doing and keep it busy. So there's definitely something about that. So.
Well, news break here. Understand this. God worked. I mean, he demonstrated you know, the first, you know, labor of creation. And he's still working. It's not like he created the world and just kicks back now and is sitting there on his lazy boy lounger with his channel changer and having popcorn. I mean, he is still
the clock and then just left it for us and said, okay, well, I did my part. Now we'll see what happens. No.
No, he's still working. He's still working, and he wants us to be in rhythm, and that is that we, you know, for the 6 days we work, he wants us to have that seventh day of rest, even still.
You know, and speaking of which, and then we'll move over to movies, the Sabbath is a very interesting thing for me.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it's Old Testament doesn't mean that we throw it out.
Right.
In fact, it would behoove us to figure out, to the best of our ability, what that looks like in our own personal lives and do it well. And it's a challenge for us. As modern American adults with very, very busy schedules, it's so easy to overwork ourselves and say, well, if I don't work Sunday, if I don't go into the office today on Sunday, man, I'll be so far behind. Or I've just got and no, I think God says, go worship me. Part of the Sabbath is to spend time in worship and then just have some good, relaxing family time without trying to make a living.
Yeah.
And it's hard. It's believe me, I understand how hard it is.
But you know, the thing is, it's a blessing from God. God blessed us with the Sabbath. But if you don't see it that way, then, you know, I got to tell you, and I guess the reason it's coming up was yesterday I happened to be at a service, and the pastor, the way he presented the Old Testament Sabbath, you know, the people kind of chuckled. And he says, could you believe these people? They wouldn't even pick up a hammer, you know. And the way he characterized the Sabbath was a mischaracterization. And I was kind of sad there for a moment because, you know, the thing was, is the, you know, the audience, you know, kind of laughed and chuckled about it. But I'm going, wow, this is such a gross misrepresentation. But these would probably be the same people that Moses said, hey, you know, on that sixth day, go out and collect twice as much because you're going to have enough because you don't need to be working on the seventh day. And those would be the ones that'd be going out there on Sunday still looking for, you know, the manna that's not there.
It's funny. My pastor spoke on the Sabbath, too, yesterday.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. The scripture he used was out of Luke, I believe, the sixth chapter, where the man with the shriveled hand, you know, Jesus said to him, and all this was considered work, stretch out your hand.
Yes.
And the man did, and it says, and the man was completely restored. And it says, and then the Pharisees and leaders met together to find out what to do to Jesus because he had violated, in their minds, the Sabbath.
Yeah.
You know,
he healed. He healed somebody.
It's better to do good on the Sabbath or to do evil.
Yeah.
And how could we equate that? The healing of this man is work. That was a miracle. They didn't go, wow, look at this.
Right.
Oh, did he violate the Sabbath? No, they didn't. There was no wow in it. It was just total, okay, we know he's healed, but that's not our issue. Our issue is he did something on the Sabbath that we think is wrong.
Yeah, right, exactly. Okay, you and I, because we do this, and I always love getting into the spiritual aspect of our understanding it, to advance the cause, because that's really what it comes down to. I always ask people, you know, in different ministries, and I think the challenge that we have, you know, whether it's focus on the family or any other entity, institution out there, it comes down to one question, and that is, how many people are you saving? You know,
right.
How many, really, you know, and I think that's the question. We should be so focused to that question. And I'm challenged by that personally. It's just something that God has been revealing to me. And I hope that when we talk about this, I always sense, you know, I just, okay, the Holy Spirit wants us to talk about this, and we go into it. And I pray that it's out there, because you know that in a lifestyle evangelism, we come in contact with people, and sometimes just by who we are, not that we're, you know, it's in and of ourselves, it's God in us, you know, out there, demonstrating to people what Christianity looks like, what the love of God and honoring God looks like. And people say, wow, you know, I don't know what you got, but I want what you got.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, that's a good transition to movies, actually.
Yes,
this week,
exactly.
Believe it or not.
Speaking of which, yeah, about these three guys that a lot of people are going to look at that movie and say, hey, I want what those guys got, right?
Well, The 15 to 17 to Paris by Clint Eastwood, and starring the three guys who actually thwarted the terrorist attack back in 2015, has a lot of spiritual content. It's the film's strength. It's also the film's weakness. I'll get to that in a minute. A little bit about it. Our listeners may remember it was August 21st of 2015, and three buddies, lifelong buddies, who were actually vacationing in Europe, last minute, they'll tell you. I actually talked to these guys on the phone.
Yeah, we did too.
Last minute, decided to take a train from Amsterdam to Paris. Good thing they did, because little did they know when they boarded, here was a guy named Ayub El-Khazani, boarded as well with an assault rifle, a pistol, a box cutter, and enough ammunition to kill every single person on the train.
Yeah, 500 people on that train, Bob.
Well, it's 500 seats, I think it was. I don't think it was totally full. But anyways, roughly that.
Yeah.
And of course, one person actually did get shot, got shot in the neck, but survived, and plays himself in this movie, by the way. It's another person that Clint Eastwood put in his movie that wasn't an actor, the guy who actually got shot. So you've got, and I don't want to minimize it even to the any degree, these guys are true heroes. When Ayub shot that man in the neck and they heard the gun go off, they went for the, they weren't ducking, they weren't hiding.
They ran right to danger. Yeah, exactly.
They were after the terrorists.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, but here's the issue. I felt this film had about 40 minutes of very compelling, engaging content. Pretty much everything that happens on the train. Very, very engaging. Sometimes a little bloody, but very, very engaging. But to make it a full 94-minute film, Clint goes way back in time, not way back, but goes back to the middle school where we realize all three of these guys met each other at a Christian school. And so you get one guy praying at his bedside, asking that the Lord would make him an instrument of his peace, a prayer of
Saint Francis.
And so you know that this is setting up the fact that these are guys, these are spiritual kids. And they would tell me on the phone that, you know, we had faith. But there's a scene, and it was really disappointing to me because here you are talking about what Christianity looks like. There's a scene where in Amsterdam, these guys are at the seedy club.
Yeah.
Got this pole dancer. They get totally wasted. One of them's trying to pole as he's intoxicated. And then the next morning, Eastwood shows us these guys at about noon trying to groggily wake up in their hotel room. They've been so hungover. And I asked these guys, I said, did Clint Eastwood just put that in the film to spruce it up? And they said, no, there were plenty of times on this trip that we were pretty hungover.
Yeah, that's what they, exactly. Well,
the God of the Bible still tells us to be holy, even if he is holy. I get it that we're flawed. Yeah. I get it that we make mistakes. I get it that we don't always add up, and our lifestyle doesn't add up like the Lord.
Exactly. Well, Bob, we got to leave it there and let everybody see the movie. And good teaching lessons right there. 1517 to Paris, Bob Waliszewski.
Calm. The distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.